Welcome everybody to the Script Doctor Podcast. My name is David.
And my name is Casey, and we're your hosts.
And we're here because we love movies and TV shows, and frequently they are very disappointing.
So we created this podcast to discuss and try to fix them. Now I know what you're thinking. Are they real doctors?
No, we're not.
In fact, David and I have bachelor's degrees in business, and boy has that got us so far.
And you may be wondering if we're in the entertainment industry.
No, we are just two friends that are passionate about movies and TV shows and talk about how they could be better. David.
Casey.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. Kind of excited.
Really? Why is that?
Well, today we get to talk about a hilariously bad film called Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, when I first saw Suicide Squad, I was so excited. I was like, this is going to be awesome. And I was like, I was so excited. I knew it was going to be great. I was like, the anticipation, everyone talking about it. And then I saw it.
You made the mistake of watching it.
And I was like, from the get-go, I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is ridiculous.
It is
an all-star cast.
Yeah, that's the weirdest thing.
And, like, I can't.
No, yeah.
David was very, like, spot on, like, hilariously bad film.
Yeah.
Like, some parts are just so dumb.
Yeah.
It makes you laugh because what were they thinking? Like, this could have gone so much better and they could have put way more effort into this because it had so much hype. Despite the actual actors.
Yeah.
This all around would have been an anticipated film.
Yeah, it totally was. Well, actually, that's being generous. At the time, it was definitely anticipated, but by this point, Man of Steel had come out. Pretty sure Batman vs. Superman had already come out. At that point, people were already skeptical about DC movies.
Sort of, but also, like, this was a film on villains, though. This wasn't even on, like, let's get Batman, let's get Superman.
And I think what created the hype was the fact that Will Smith was in this movie, yes. Margot Robbie was in this movie, yes. Viola Davis is in this movie. Viola Davis is
amazing.
One of the single best actors working today, period, all stop, that's it. Like, she's one of the best.
Amen.
And she has a starring role in Suicide Squad. One of these things just doesn't, this doesn't make sense. This doesn't make sense in my head. To think that Viola Davis is in and plays a major role in one of the single most hilariously bad movies that's come out in the last decade or two.
Yeah. It
defies all explanation.
The entire cast, especially the obviously known ones that you just mentioned, is just, there's so much talent there.
Yeah, there is.
And they did give a great performance. It's just the whole story and, like, a lot of things just didn't match up.
The script is bad, too. Like, here's the thing. Will Smith, Viola Davis, and Margot Robbie are delivering their lines well. It's just that the lines are bad. They're bad. They're awful and hilarious.
Yes. That is why we're here today.
Yeah.
To discuss this.
Yeah.
But it was entertaining to watch, nonetheless.
That's the only redeeming thing about this, is that it was fun in how bad it was. It wasn't boring, and it entertained me, and it was fun to watch.
It wasn't like how David felt about Sea of Monsters, and he just wanted to leave.
Right. No, no. This was just, it made me laugh at how bad this movie is.
Yeah.
So
I definitely laughed at how bad it was.
Yeah. This is easily one of the worst movies relative to its budget that's ever been made. This budget was like several hundred million dollars, and yet
that's what we got.
It's really funny.
I think they just used the majority of the money to pay the big actors, and they just had scraps to make the rest of the film.
Well, the rest was on CGI, because there's so much, so many computer graphics in this movie. It's excessive. It's gratuitous. It's gluttonous. I've never described a movie as having gluttonous, just CGI, but like this movie just wants all the CGI in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with that, let's just go ahead and jump in to episode 12, Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
And discuss this movie.
We open up with
Viola Davis.
Viola Davis is at a restaurant with an army general in some suit, and she is discussing these prisoners at a place called Belle Reve Penitentiary. And she starts to just expose it at length about all
who,
these
who characters. They are, what their strengths, what their powers are, if they have any, and why they'd be useful.
I don't love this already, just because I don't like characters explaining characters.
Because basically they show the character, and then they show their name, and like their strength, or what power they have, and then they show a scene of them. And David's like, I'm not a fan. I'm okay with it. It's different, but I'm okay
with it. I see the idea, but I really would just prefer having a scene that just shows us what's going on with them, rather than just someone telling us about it.
Yeah. So she goes on to explain all the characters.
Yeah.
And then it moves on to showing them in the prison.
Yeah.
And basically getting them out, putting a...
That takes like 10 minutes, too. Yeah.
They put like a little chip thing in their neck.
Yeah.
And they give them all their stuff. Oh, I love the scene when they go get Deadshot.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because they bring him out to test his skill.
Yeah.
Obviously, when they explain, like, Harley, like, she's the Joker's girl, and she used to be, you know...
A doctor of clinical psychiatry,
And how she came to be with him, and, you know, all that.
I wish they'd expounded on that more. Like, in a better movie, they could have, like, done more of that, but...
Yeah. Then we move on to Deadshot and explain, like, who he was. He was, like, a mercenary.
Yeah, Hitman.
Yes, but he was, like, very precise.
Yeah, he has perfect aim.
Yes. And when he gets captured by Batman.
Yeah, Batman catches him. Batman catches Harley and Deadshot.
Yes.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah. And it's the literal Ben Affleck Batman. Yeah. I didn't know that. I didn't know until later.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, he really wasn't there? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought they just put someone else because he has to wear a cape and all that stuff anyway.
It went right over Casey's head.
Yeah. It's okay. So then with him, they bring him out. There's like a whole table with guns.
This is a great scene. Out of context. In a better movie, this would be such a fun scene. It's fun.
I really liked it.
Yeah.
Regardless.
In isolation, it's great.
He picks up a gun, and then he's just like,
he loads it.
Yeah. And he's like, y'all wouldn't give me no real bullets.
Yeah.
And then, of course not. And he was pointed it at the prison guard.
Mm-hmm.
And then he puts it up, and he shoots it, and it was a literal real bullet. And he was smelt... The gun
smoke.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was like, whoo, y'all crazy. And then he starts hitting everything. And I was like, yes.
He starts shooting the targets.
Yes.
And there are four targets. They're both kind of like in the shape of a person.
Mm-hmm.
And he shoots all four targets in the head on... On the exact same spot.
Bullseye.
With several of these guns. With a machine gun, several pistols.
Mm-hmm.
And only four points of impact. He creates four little holes on these steel targets. It's... a lot of fun. I was like, that's a great way to show off, you know, a person
and their skill.
And their skill at aiming, if their skill was, you know, having perfect aim.
Yeah. Back to that scene with Deadshot whenever he was doing the gun things, and he was just like, all right, here's my price. And he was just like, I want my daughter to go to a great school. Y'all gonna put her in school? She's in that, like, private school, all those things. And then when she goes, she's gotta go to, like, Harvard, Yale, and then Flag was just like, Ivy League. He was like, yeah.
If her grades start slipping.
Yeah. He was just like, you know, you got white people that. And
that was pretty funny.
Bring it up. And he was just like, I know what you mean.
I think that line only works because it's just Will Smith.
Yes. Yeah. I thought it was great.
Will Smith has gotten by in Hollywood purely on charisma. He's a really amazingly talented actor, and he just has all the charisma.
Yeah.
He's great. But he still sucks in this movie because this movie sucks.
Yeah. And then after that, then they move on to El Diablo.
Yes.
So basically, he's a firebender.
He's just a firebender. They just say he's a gangbanger or former gangbanger.
And he accidentally burned or killed his wife and kids.
Yeah.
And he basically has changed his ways. He doesn't want to be a part of the Suicide Squad, but they're like,
He doesn't want to bring harm. Whatever that means, whatever.
But they still recruit him anyway.
Yeah.
Then we go on to the Crocodile Man.
I don't even remember what his shenanigans were
about. He's just a crocodile.
He's the Crocodile Man.
I'm assuming he's strong. That's the only thing I get from that. His size.
He's strong.
He really reminds me of the Thing from Fantastic Four.
And equally as pointless, too.
Yeah, did he even do anything worth something in the film? I don't remember.
He eventually helped the SEAL team retrieve the bomb when they blew up things.
Oh.
But that was it. But he didn't actually help with the bomb. He helped with fighting people and that were trying to get to the bomb.
And then they move on.
Oh, the boomerang guy.
Yeah, to boomerang. Yeah.
He is it's just like a bank robber.
Yeah. He used to rob all the banks in Australia and then moved to the U.S.
And
was caught by Flash.
The end.
Yep.
There is nothing else about this guy.
Yeah.
Except that they add this little joke, is that he likes unicorns.
Oh,
They label it as a fetish, too. That was creepy.
Why? I don't know.
That was uncomfortable.
Well, I don't know why that matters.
No, yeah.
It's creepy, obviously, mm-hmm. but then they move on to them getting all their gear, like their literal gear, like their clothes and everything.
By the way, barely anything has happened in this movie, and we're like 25 minutes into this movie already.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of boring. It's dragging on.
Then they do introduce Cara Delevingne's character.
She's playing a person called June Moon, who is a...
slash enchantress.
Yes. She is a archaeologist who found the wrong artifact at the wrong time.
Yep.
And gets possessed by a witch, basically.
Called Enchantress.
Yeah.
So basically, for her to call her, she just has to say the name, and Enchantress comes and takes over her.
Yeah, and then they just make it clear that Amanda Waller manipulated a special forces soldier into just
falling in love with her
and
has both of them under her.
Yeah, yeah, and it's sincere. They do love each other. It's the one emotional thing about the movie that actually kind of works for me.
Yeah, and then she has the heart of the witch. So anytime the witch doesn't obey, then she, like, pokes holes in the heart. And then,
yeah, threatening to kill them.
Yeah. So when she was presenting the Suicide Squad to all these generals and everything, she has Enchantress go and get
some intelligence from Iran, basically.
From Tehran, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the guy was just like, we've been chasing these for months. So then they were like, yeah, let's pull up the Suicide Squad.
And in this scene, she's creepy. Enchantress is just a weirdo. And Cara Delevingne gives a physical performance that's actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of interesting. It's just too bad that this does not persist throughout the rest of the film. Yeah.
So they move on. Sometimes Enchantress comes out without June purposely.
Sometimes, yeah. She just gets possessed.
And she possessed her, and then she takes off. She goes and finds her brother, and then...
like, makes some other man get possessed by her brother.
Her brother, yeah. He's like, where are we? He's like, same world, much later. And he was like, do they still worship us? And she's like, no, they worship machines. So then they start making a machine of their own.
Something? It's a little unclear what's going on.
Yeah. So then they pull the Suicide Squad together.
Yeah.
This scene had me dying. Dying, because, like, they explain all of these characters. And then they're all walking out. And then you got this random guy pulling up, too. I was like, who is he?
Oh, yeah.
They didn't explain him. I was like, who is that guy? Is he a part of the squad?
And apparently, yes.
Yes. Then they go and they're like, you know, that thing that we implanted in your neck, like, you make one wrong move, click this button, you're dead.
Yeah.
And basically they're walking out, and then that one guy tries to escape, like, as soon as they're walking out.
They call him Slipknot.
Oh, okay, yeah. And he tries to escape, and then they click the button, and he's dead. So I was like, I see what you tried to do there, that's why you didn't explain him. But, like, it was just so random. I was just like, you explain everyone but him.
Like,
yeah.
It was too much of a dead giveaway that this guy was going to die.
Yeah. So then they were like, okay.
Yeah.
So their whole point of the Suicide Squad was that, you know, they operate, like, under the radar. And then for whatever reason they get caught, they just throw them under the bus.
Because they're villains and it's an easy fix.
So it's just like, you know, obviously they're not going to believe them that, like, the U.S. Army or whoever put them under. Like, mm-hmm. No. So, it's smart.
It's a clever idea. I mean, that's why the premise is generally solid. It's just that, like, everything else that the movie's kind of constructing around this premise that's actually pretty good, is freaking awful, man. It's dumb. I already said I don't like how they set up all these, how they explain all the villains, all these characters. Moreover, this El Diablo guy, he looks weird. Mm-hmm. His design is strange. And,
Here's the thing in this film. The main characters of the quote-unquote Suicide Squad, I wonder how many times I've said that so far.
Yeah. It's Deadshot.
Is Deadshot
and Harley.
And Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
The others literally have no purpose.
No, they don't.
They're not needed. They don't offer anything that Harley or Deadshot or anyone else could have done.
Mm-hmm.
And, Yeah. So it's just like, why are they even there?
Yeah. It's a huge waste of time.
Yeah.
I don't know what possessed them to actually, like, cast all these people, too, because they're not exactly even delivering a good performance, mm-mm, either. Compared to everybody else, Viola Davis, Will Smith, and Margot Robbie, oof, they look bad.
Yes.
It's really weird.
After that, they're basically, their mission is to...
extract a high-value target.
Yes.
HVT.
And they're on the way to do that, fighting these weird creations that Enchantress has created.
They're just reskinned
humanoids. Like zombies.
Well, they're reskinned zombies, basically. Which is just, look, if you just kind of have people attack the squad, or if you just want to have, like, people-shaped creatures attack the squad, just have people attack the squad. Mm-hmm. Say that they're possessed. It'd be really creepy and uncomfortable to have them fighting civilians. But I guess it's a PG-13 movie, so I guess that's not cool, but I don't know what they're going for here. Because the tone of this movie switches really weirdly. Because it goes from, like, being very serious and being like, whoa, that's kind of nuts, to being, like, having a bad joke. The unicorn with boomerang and all that. That's one of them. Because during the fight, at one point, he drops his unicorn, and then he goes together, and he's like, oh, there you are, baby.
Ew.
Yeah, it's really creepy. Oh, by the way, there's another character, Katana. She's,
oh, yeah.
She's just some... she's there. Who, nobody cares. I don't care.
She's a friend of Colonel Flag.
Yeah.
And basically, if you get stabbed by the sword, your soul goes in it or something.
I just don't care enough to talk about her.
Something. She really wasn't needed either.
Mm-mm.
No.
By the way, Colonel Flag is our Special Forces guy who's in love with Jumoon. I don't know if we said that or not.
Yeah,
but either way.
But he's the head, more so,
of... he's in command of Task Force X, otherwise known as the Suicide Squad.
Yes. So, they're on their way. Then they do cut to a scene of the Joker.
Oh, no.
He sucks. I'm sorry. Jared Leto, and everyone has talked about this, he was not a great Joker at all.
Yeah.
It just wasn't right.
The design of the character, like, physically, like,
it just didn't get to you.
It was weird and awful. And then Jared Leto's performance was also freaking awful, too.
When you've had, like, some really great Jokers in the past, obviously you can't use them for this film, but, like, you gotta get somebody that's, like, equally...
No, I feel bad for Jared Leto, because he had to follow Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
Like, he was the first Joker after Heath Ledger, and the man won an Oscar for his performance as the Joker. It was posthumous, because Heath Ledger had already tragically passed.
Yeah.
But the guy won an Oscar for playing a bad guy in a superhero movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't even, like, fathom that really even happening now. That's kind of a sad statement, but, like, seriously, very rarely do superhero movies get nominated for Oscars, but... Heath Ledger totally did, because his performance was just so compelling.
I really wondered if they were going to do, like, a solo Joker film on that Joker, not, like, the Joker that they made with Joaquin Phoenix.
Oof.
But, which was great.
Amazing.
Yes.
Amazing, amazing.
But I figured they probably would, but then when Suicide Squad came out, I was just like, there ain't no way he's getting his own film.
No way,
no. No, no, no. But, yeah, they cut to him. Basically, he's trying to free Harley. It begs the question, how long was she in solitary confinement? Because they do say that Deadshot was in there for 9 months.
Yeah.
I don't recall them saying how long Harley had been in there, but it does seem like she's been in there for a while. Like, you can tell, like, her hair is longer than the scene from before.
Yeah, exactly.
So, why is he just wanting to get her out right now? What's the difference between then and now?
Shh. You're thinking too much.
She just needs to stop relying on a man.
Yeah.
Literally not worth it.
Yeah, this is...
in this film.
This is silly. She also needs to wear pants. Harley does.
I was telling David, I was like, do you remember when Suicide Squad came out and literally every woman and her mother wore a Harley Quinn costume for Halloween?
The Daisy Dukes and fishnets with those silly boots.
And the hair and the pigtails and the dyed with the daddy's little monster shirt.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's so sad.
Yeah. So basically he's trying to get Harley Quinn back.
Yeah.
Disarm her little chip.
The bomb in her head.
Yeah. So he goes to get the doctor, etc., whatever. Then we cut back to the squad. They go. They get to their target that they needed to get.
They go to this building. And this is actually finally an interesting something, is that the high value target they're trying to extract from this city that's been kind of almost destroyed is actually Amanda Waller herself, Viola Davis.
Mm-hmm.
She has actually been trapped in the city this whole time, which is actually, okay. That's at least an interesting idea. It's just...
I just realized something.
What?
There was no clear perception of time.
Oh, no. No, there
so
was no...
So, I was so confused when I watched the movie the first time. I was like, hold on, what? Weren't they just with her?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. This whole movie was really confusing as far as, like...
Yeah.
Being able to tell when everything is happening.
So, they went to go get her, and I was just like,
There was just no craft in this movie. Like, it's just really sad because sometimes what a director will do is use a different filter to, like, make it clear what scene is happening where or when. For instance, in Infinity War, they used different colors and, like, lighting for each plot line between Iron Man, Captain America, and Thor to, like, denote which one was which. They were, like, using different colors.
Okay.
And they could have used something like that for each of the plots kind of going on in Suicide Squad. For the Joker and all that, for the squad, and for Amanda Waller. We could have had, like, something like that to, like, denote, like, what time it's going on, too. But no, nothing creative, nothing interesting, you know, nothing thought out in Suicide Squad. Just kind of...
Yeah. So, nothing. They rescue her. They go to the top to get on a helicopter.
Joker shows up.
Yep. And he had taken over their helicopter, plane, whatever.
Hijacked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he's like, come on. And they're like, don't do it. And then she goes off and they're like...
Harley does, yeah.
Yeah, Harley goes off. And they're like, kill her. And it had been disarmed, so it didn't work. And she gets on there. And then I kind of thought this was funny. Viola Davis told Deadshot to kill her. And then he was just like, no. And she was just like, I'll take 10 years off your sentence and this, whatever. And he was like, oh, she did. And he went to go, and he kind of took a second, and he took a shot, but he missed.
Well, he said no. He missed on purpose, though.
Yeah, he missed on purpose, for sure. Yeah. He was like, oh, no, I missed.
Yeah, it was... But then the helicopter gets shot down anyway.
Mm-hmm. They take it down. Harley accidentally falls off.
Yeah.
And then the Joker goes down. She thinks he's dead.
By the way, Harley seems to be in very high spirits, considering that the Joker just died.
I know.
For the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
She's not upset. She's not angry.
She looks a little sad, but not as sad as you should be for somebody who's quote-unquote meet the love of your life, boyfriend, whatever. So she's just like, hey guys, I'm here. Yeah. So she basically went back to the squad. She really could have just escaped. it was disarmed.
Yeah, she didn't even try.
Yeah, so she just went back to the squad.
Just because.
And then they make their way back to the center where this machine
There's is being a fight. Made. And El Diablo sacrifices himself. He turns into a monster and then fights. And then he gets blown up. And then he dies. And then Cara Delevingne starts fighting with them, Enchantress. And Deadshot shoots a bomb, blows something up, and then that's it. The fight's over.
Oh, Flag takes her heart and she's like, give me June back. And then she's like, she's gone.
Yeah.
And then Flag crushes the heart.
Killing Enchantress, in theory.
Yes, and supposedly June.
Yeah.
And she just falls down, and then he's, like, sad, and then they look and they see it move, and then he's like, Flag. And then he looks, and June's under there.
And she's alive, and they're reunited. And
she's gone. And Enchantress is gone.
And maybe it's just because I liked Cara Delevingne, but just, like, that at least was nice.
Yeah.
That somehow worked for me, but I think it's just because I just liked Cara Delevingne.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why.
And then they finished, and then they're like, all right, let's all go do our own thing. We're on our way.
Yep.
And then Viola Davis shows up, and she's just like, she has her phone with a thing, because Flag had destroyed his. There was a scene where they were in a bar. Yeah. Which also was really funny whenever, cutting back just a minute, like, he had the thing, he was just like, you know what, like, screw it, and he destroyed his little thing that would kill them, and then as he did that, Boomerang took off.
Without a word, he grabs his drink and runs.
Like,
and walks
deuces.
Off. But then he comes back.
And then the next scene, he's there. And I was like, what?
This movie doesn't know what it wants.
Yeah, so Viola Davis is like, nope. And then they start making, like, a deal. Basically, they still take him to jail. They promise them something, like, the Crocodile Man gets a TV. Oh, he gets BET. That's what he wanted. The channel. And then Will Smith gets to see his daughter.
Yeah.
Visitations. And then Harley Quinn gets an espresso machine.
Yeah.
Did Boomerang get something?
Not that we know of.
Well.
Because he's just not important enough to the movie.
No, he's not. Not even the Crocodile Man, but he got a TV.
Yeah, he got BET.
Yep.
And then Joker breaks into Harley's cell. The end, the movie's over.
Well, she finds out he's alive.
Yeah.
And the end, the movie's over.
Yeah, real credits. And so, then there's a post-credits scene where...
Oh, yeah.
where Bruce Wayne is having a meeting with Amanda Waller and they're setting up Justice League, whatever. The end. Now the movie's really over.
Yeah.
Oof. God. This is so bad.
Like we said, it is a hilariously bad film. Like, it is funny to watch.
Yeah.
Again, like, Sea of Monsters, like, you would just get pissed.
Yeah, I did.
Wouldn't think it's funny.
Yeah.
And, like, with this one, it's just kind of like, they screwed up, and it was like, what?
They
really just do that.
Yeah, it was baffling. It was so weird. All the decisions. I mean, amongst them, leaving Harley in booty shorts was just like, oh, come on, you guys. Like, of course we know why you're doing that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, ugh. The stuff with, like, the unicorn is like, why are you doing that? Why are you making Boomerang have a unicorn and stuff like that? Mm-hmm. That was bizarre. Mm-hmm. It was just all these little things. And then Joker...
I honestly feel like the only point of having that little unicorn thing is, like, maybe if someone tried to take it or somebody destroyed it and he got so angry and then, like, did something.
No, Casey, we can't have that in this movie because adds character. That's too much character. It's too much development.
I'm sorry.
There's no space for good character development.
That would have been really funny, though.
Yeah, there's no space for that here in Suicide Squad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, the Joker.
And the Joker's just ridiculously, you know, awful. Mm-hmm. Like, I think on every level. I'm trying to think if there's anything about Jared Leto's Joker that I liked. And I'm coming up on
it. I feel like he just looked like a skinny Joker, too.
He looked like some skinny weirdo.
He didn't look like he was the Joker. He looked like he was dressed up in Halloween as a Joker.
I can't quite pin it down, but I think I can wrap up his performance, or the flaws in his performance, in one phrase. It's just that his Joker didn't feel dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the real flaw here. We keep on comparing him to Heath Ledger, but I think it's kind of fair because they're trying to play the same kind of character. It's the same character, the Joker. The Joker that Heath Ledger played... Oh my God, he's scary. He's dangerous. I was honestly worried that Batman was going to die in that film because the Joker seemed untouchable. Mm-hmm. And when Batman won, I was like just so excited. I was like, yes, Batman's so cool. In this, it's just like, oh, it's Joker. Oh God, get him off screen. Every single moment that Jared Leto was away from the screen, I was like, yes, that was a victory for the film. That was a win.
I was surprised they brought him in for the Snyder Cut.
Right? I can't believe it. Why would they do that? And why would Jared Leto agree to that? He knows that people don't like his Joker.
Yeah.
So I don't get it. Whatever.
So, David, how would we fix this film?
I almost don't want to. Because it's really funny the way the movie is already.
The only reason I would want to is just so they can continue, which they actually are. I honestly thought they weren't.
We'll get to that.
Yes.
First of all, there are so many members of Task Force X...
The Suicide Squad.
And so we just need to cut this cast in almost in half. Cut out El Diablo. Cut out
Slipknot. Crocodile Man.
Cut out. We're not going to cook him. I'm sorry. Cut out the Crocodile Man. Mm-hmm. Killer Croc. Cut out Katana. Mm-hmm. That's ironic.
Oh, I forgot about her.
Yeah. Already. Yeah, she's so forgettable. She's barely in this movie. Even though she's played by a cool actress called Karen Fukuhara. Mm-hmm. And so we're just going to try to focus the film on the two main Suicide Squad members that we have, which are Deadshot and Harley. Mm-hmm. The film spends so much time on them anyway, let's just double down on that. And then just so we can just have a little more variety, listen, I did broadly like Boomerang's design. He has a weird shtick, which is this boomerangs. I would take away the unicorn thing because that was just stupid. Mm-hmm. But take all the development that everybody else, like Katana and the El Diablo... and Killer Croc had, take all the time that you spend on them, spend it on Boomerang. And we can have, like, a little more of a fleshed-out character. I don't know, like, what I entirely know how to do with him, but just, like, I don't know. Make him the comic relief like he kind of is already.
I really didn't see much for his character. This is for David here.
Well, just, like, I think if you just develop any character, they could have potential. It's just that, you know, his shtick is weird enough that it's like, oh, this weirdo has a Boomerang. It's fun. And so if you develop that weirdo of a character, it could be interesting.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's something that I would do for sure. One thing.
We would recast the Joker.
God, yes, amen.
As who, we don't know.
It doesn't matter, because I don't I don't think the Snyderverse is going to continue, so it doesn't matter. Yeah, I don't think they will.
Yeah, but ultimately, yes, recast the Joker. Mm-hmm. Like, he just didn't do a great job. Awful. It was just not good. It was not believable.
After that, Cara Delevingne spends a lot of time just looking like Cara Delevingne and in a weird costume, some weird kind of Aztec costume, mm-hmm. which is strange enough because she's a European actress, so she's not like of Mayan descent or whatever, so it already looks kind of awkward.
Yeah.
But she looked creepy and weird.
In her actual Enchantress.
In the actual Enchantress costume. She's covered in grass, all these little like...
Black.
She looks dark. She looks scary. Mm-hmm. And so...
Black hair, black like...
Yeah.
Marks and stuff.
And so... Something that we would do is, you know, change the Enchantress from being, like, this really gigantic, like, woo, just big, gigantic, obvious supervillain. Make her more of a horror monster. So, in the movie, Amanda Waller gets kidnapped when the squad first rescues her. Mm-hmm. And instead of the way it goes down already, I change it so that it's actually a big horror scene. The squad gets separated, and... The Enchantress, like she does in the movie already, gives them illusions about what their greatest desire is. And while the squad is distracted doing that, then, say, the Enchantress gets her chance to kidnap Amanda Waller. Kind of exactly how she does in the movie anyway.
Okay.
So, yeah. And we just have her being sneaky and being dangerous like that. Because that was actually really fun on her part. This still kind of begs the question why she doesn't just kill the squad, but... Quiet. Don't worry about that. It's all good.
She could, you know, she could use them.
I don't know. Yeah. Now you're doing the work for me, but I'm not gonna excuse it. It's flimsy, but like, hey, it's something. This movie is entirely flimsy and awful, so.
Yeah.
After that, I mean, I think with the cut down cast, it gives more time for our characters to actually interact with each other. Colonel Flag already has the seeds of an interesting relationship with Deadshot. Because we have, yeah, because the cast is cut down, this would kind of give that more of a chance to develop at least a little bit. So yeah, I'll just kind of double down on their relationship and just the bonds going on in the squad. Mm-hmm. Why not? They can be a discount Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm okay with that.
Discount, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. The great value,
oh, Lord.
Walmart brand Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. As David was saying, like, obviously spend more time, like, on Deadshot and Harley Quinn. And I would just make it where, like, Deadshot would, you know, maybe come into contact with Batman again, like, before he had actually got caught, or just maybe some other DC character. And just, you know, kind of just see him on his, a little bit more of his adventures, his kills or whatever, or, like, some big kills that he's made, you know? And then we could also, again, have more time on Harley Quinn and Harley with the Joker and get to know them a little bit more. I would like to see her, like, really, when she turned from her doctor self.
Dr. Harlene Quinzel.
Yes. From that to Harley. And, like, how she, I'm assuming, like, in her mind, obviously, was trifling with, like, this is the Joker.
Yeah.
Like, he's bad. Like, he kills people. But then, like, she's a doctor and, you know, whatever. Like, just to her turning from that to Harley Quinn and what snapped it. You know what I mean?
What's really sad is that I think Margot Robbie is talented enough that they could have made an entire movie about how Harley...
Came to be
Harley Quinn. Just on the back of Margot Robbie performing this psychological tragedy where she falls in love... with the single worst person that you could ever fall in love with.
Yes.
All because of just some tragic thing going on in her life, say, that Margot Robbie could perform and do amazing at, I think.
Mm-hmm. I know when Birds of Prey was announced.
Oh, God.
Before it was announced what it was about, I was just like, oh, maybe it's, like, her origin. Like, there's definitely, like, certain, like, heroes, like Black Widow, for existence.
Yeah.
I mean, we're getting a film, but it's not her.
No.
Her
it's not origin. Her origin.
And, like, I really was wanting that. I really wanted to see how, like, whenever Black Widow met Hawkeye, like, they talk about the story all the time and whatnot. So, like, with Harley, again, a solo movie would have been great. But if they didn't want to do that, obviously they would have had to wait to see how Suicide Squad pinned out. But it would have been good to see her origin and how she came to be.
Yeah. And how do we know that would have worked? Well, that's basically what they did with Joaquin Phoenix's Joker. And maybe, it's amazing.
Maybe even bring out, like, someone from her past, like, before she was Harley Quinn. Her mom, a sister, whatever.
Like in the flashback?
Yeah. Well, like, now. To, like, get her to go away.
Oh, that would be difficult. But I guess, hey, whatever.
Something.
It's something. It gives her something to do as a character and to struggle with.
We just want to spend more time on them because they were so cool.
I mean, these characters can be interesting. It's just that they're just not interesting in this film.
Yeah.
That's the big problem. Other than that, there's not a ton to do to actually fix this.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure I want to either, like I said.
So, that's our fixes.
Yeah.
We'll just go ahead and talk about the new Suicide Squad that's going to come out on August 6th of this year.
Yeah. The film is called The Suicide Squad. Mm-hmm. It's a heavy differentiation from Suicide Squad. Yeah. I'll say this. I saw the trailer, and listen, compared to how I was feeling about the first Suicide Squad when I first saw the trailer, I'm infinitely more hyped about this one.
Yeah, because I sent it to you. I was like, oh, David, and you were like, yeah, it looks great.
Yeah. No, yeah. It still doesn't mean it's going to be good, but it does look a lot more fun, at least.
Mm-hmm. The only sad part that was literally on my mind the entire time that I watched that trailer was, oh no, Will Smith's not in it.
He was doing something else when they filmed.
Oh.
See, Idris Elba initially was actually recast as Deadshot, but they decided to change it so that he was just some other character called Bloodsport, or Bloodspot? I don't know. I think it's Bloodsport. I could be wrong. Either way, Idris Elba is playing a different character, and so if one day they wanted to bring back Deadshot, Will Smith is still on board and ready to play the character and whatever they do next with him.
So we are actually excited to watch it.
Yeah, I really hope it's good. It's being directed by James Gunn, who directed the first two Guardians of the Galaxy movies. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of exciting.
I really hope that they learned from their mistakes.
Yes.
I really thought that they would not make another film because of how bad Suicide Squad was.
I know, right? I'm kind of shocked.
I was shocked when I saw it. I was like, what?
And I do love how they're suggesting that we ignore the first woman.
Actually, I was more shocked that because of Suicide Squad, and then they had Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey, and I thought that was going to be a good movie because, you know, it was Harley Quinn, and actually, really bad. I did not like it.
It's awful. It's terrible.
So, two terrible movies, and then they're making another Suicide Squad, and I was just like, okay. But Casey, I really hope they learned.
But Casey, it's called The Suicide Squad, so it's totally different.
Yes. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Exactly. But yeah, it has a weird cast too, but anyway.
Mm-hmm. It's got a lot of people in it.
There's a ton of people in it.
So, we're excited for that.
What should people watch instead of Suicide Squad?
That is a great question, David. What are your thoughts?
I mean, we may as well just say it. Guardians of the Galaxy. Suicide Squad is meant to be a movie about misfits. The misfit heroes. Yes. Or the misfit team that does heroic things. Mm-hmm. Well, Marvel did it already, and they did it better.
I loved Guardians of the Galaxy, both of them.
I like the first one better.
First one is for sure better, but I loved them both.
But the second one is good. Mm-hmm. It's just not as good as the first one.
Yeah.
But the first one is great. I have the soundtrack on my phone to both of them. It's great.
Sings it all the time.
I love it. Oh, it's so good. It's such a great... They're great movies. But, yeah.
So, you can catch Suicide Squad on HBO Max. Mm-hmm. And you can catch Guardians of the Galaxy on Disney Plus.
Yes. Do yourself a favor and watch Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, for sure. Do yourself a favor and watch all of the Marvel movies. They're so good. So good.
Overall, yes. Some of them are bad.
I was talking with a friend yesterday. They were like, what's your top three movies? And I sat there and I said, two Marvel movies. I was like, I'm really sorry. Like, I cannot think of a regular non-Marvel superhero movie right now that's funny. Like, my favorite. And I'm like going through, I was like, Black Panther, Guardians of the Galaxy. So I was like, no, those are all Marvel.
Forrest Gump.
I mean, I like those movies, but I wouldn't say they're my favorite.
Okay.
But I was just like really struggling. And like
Sally.
I came home and I texted them and I was like, I'm so sorry. This has really been on my mind for several hours right now.
That's pretty funny.
That's how big of a Marvel fan I am. I was just like, these are literally my favorites.
Yeah.
So thanks for listening.
Yes. Thank you guys for listening.
Yes. So if you have any feedback, any suggestions, please follow us on Instagram at Script Doctor Podcast. And DM us. Like, comment, subscribe.
Like, comment, subscribe. Give us a rating on Apple. Yes. 5 stars, please.
5 stars, nothing less. All right. What are we going to watch next week, David?
Next week, we are celebrating a movie that I hope you like, because you haven't seen it yet.
I have not.
So, depending how this goes...
It could be a celebration or a 50-50.
Yeah. Our first 50-50, technically.
If I don't like it.
If you don't like it, yeah. We're going to watch Bram Stoker's Dracula.
And when did that come out?
In the year 1992.
Oh, that was before I was born. Let's just go ahead and say it's a 50-50.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. So get excited for that. But thanks again for listening.
Yeah, we'll see you later.
Bye.